Oh my gosh, we're back. It's time for another.
It's a code party.
It's a code party. I got to change hats. Hang on, friends. Let me change hats. There we go.
Wow.
Got the official code party hat.
I didn't get a hat, but I got a mug.
You got a mug. Yeah. What's the deal with the mug? Tell me about the mug.
The deal with the mug is we're talking about all these cool code, or the key bindings that you can do. You know, the stuff that Kendra and Michaela were showing off. There's all these features that if you don't know the magic keys, you don't know how to do it, right? Or you might forget.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then we were like, you know what would be cool is if we had a mug. And so Christos and I got these mugs printed up for this event.
So everybody can be more productive by taking their hands off of the mouse, keeping them on the keyboard so you can write more code.
It's double the productivity because it teaches you the keyboard shortcuts and
yes,
you can put caffeine inside of the cup. So it's
love
double, it's quadruple the productivity, really. Yeah.
My name is Jeff Fritz. That's John Galloway. We're going to have some fun here. We have giveaways. We have raffles. We got a bunch of fun to have with you, friends.
We also have a surprise demo from
surprise
Aaron.
Demo.
Aaron from the keynote had too much good stuff. He actually wrote up some really cool stuff on the plane out here. And we're like, well, you got to show that off. So
yes,
we're actually going to, partway through this, we'll cut over to him and he'll show off his I Can't Believe It Works demo.
I can't believe it works demo. It's like butter.
Maybe it'll work.
But it might work, it might not work. So, okay, we spent a full day learning about Visual Studio for Mac.
Yep.
Right? All the cool things you could do, it doesn't matter what operating system if it's Visual Studio for Mac.
Well, part of the idea is we've got teams
yeah,
that, you know, you may have some people working on Windows, you may have some people working on Mac, you may have one person over in the corner with Ubuntu, whatever. We want them all to work together.
Yeah.
And so having tools that work seamlessly together is important. And especially like having Visual Studio for Windows and Visual Studio for Mac feature support, being, you know, like sharing code between the editors, things like editor config, all that stuff.
And it's not just folks doing .NET, it could be JavaScript.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It could be, there's a handful of different technologies that you can use.
Yep. But, you know, really for today, we did want to focus on .NET development. Like, that was, the idea is, like, if you're doing .NET development on a Mac, Visual Studio for Mac, at this point, really is kind of the premier editor for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Let me take a look at what's going on over there in the chat room. Lucky number seven is here. Hello, hello. Dee Dee Walsh, not only is she in the chat room, she's actually right
here.
She's
in the real room.
There's no donuts involved or needed. How's it going? This reminds Grey Jedi of Tech TV for some reason. I hope it is a little bit better than Tech TV. Right? Wow. Okay.
It's a
Hugo Doll is here. Yes, absolutely. Let's see. What else is going? Who actually changes key bindings? I feel it's very confusing. You know what? That's a good point.
It is a good point. So some people never change them, right? You start up, you learn your thing. That's fine. If that's you, that's great. Other people, you may have come over from Visual Studio for Windows to Visual Studio for Mac, and there's actually a screen during the install.
Yeah.
And then later you can bring it up if you want to, where you can say, hey, I want to use key bindings that are the most like Visual Studio for Windows or Visual Studio for Mac or Writer, right? So you can pick, or Visual Studio Code, right? So you can use these kind of presets.
Yeah.
But then some people really like to go in and dial stuff in. I actually have had a few things where I was like, why isn't there, I do something a lot and there isn't a hotkey for it, I'm just gonna go in and, you know, Control Alt Option blah 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 5 and it, you know, and then it does something magic for me.
I could definitely use a hotkey to change fonts. Folks on my stream, they like to ask me to change font and use Papyrus for coding. Right? Like the font from the movie Avatar, Papyrus. I mean, you're going to write code with that? Come on now. But
funny side story with fonts.
Please, tell me.
On Saturday, I was in town over the weekend. I went to coffee with Damien Gard, who built the Envy Code R font. He's actually made some coding fonts.
Okay.
And so I love to get him talking shop and just talking about fonts. And he, after a little prompting, he went down the street and every street sign in view, he's like, see that? That's Papyrus. That one is probably, it's a modified Helvetica. And he went every single sign. I'm like, that's cool. And it probably also is probably a curse because you would notice. And he's like, oh yeah, see that license plate there? The sender height is way off. And, you know, I was like, oh man.
Wow.
Hey, we should give away some stuff.
Should we give away some stuff? Can we give away our first trivia question? Can we start that?
Sure. Sure.
So I mean, I don't want to jump the gun, but we only have an hour to give
it. Let's do it.
Well, you know what? Here, look at this. Beer Ad Moore got up at 4 a.m. to tune in from Australia.
Wow, that's
welcome
dedication.
In. Look at that.
That's a person that needs a coffee cup.
They need a coffee cup. But I thought we could ask a question for from our friends at Uno.
This sounds good.
All right. The, what's the price
Uno
for Uno?
The Uno price is. Drum roll while I bring it up.
We're looking up that prize. The prize from
the food. Totally the best prize.
We should save the best prize for last.
We'll save it for last. We're going to come back
suspense.
To Uno.
Suspense.
Should we, what do you say, then we go to Dev Express?
Let's do it. All right. You skipped my prize then.
It's a what?
You skipped my prize then.
Well, let's give away your prize.
I don't have your question.
It's the first question.
I don't have that question.
Not show up on the spreadsheet?
Oh, no. It always comes down to the spreadsheet.
Yep.
I know.
All right, so.
Let's start with Dev Express.
All right, let's start with Dev.
Okay.
What the price for Dev Express is?
Oh, my gosh, it's $100. They outdid all of the rest of us. It's $100 Amazon gift card.
So for $100 Amazon gift card. Yeah. Anybody in the world can win this. Your question is, name the package manager tool that allows simple installation of the Dev Express tools inside of Visual Studio for Mac. First one in the chat room, it is not SharePoint. No. I'm keeping an eye on the chat room here. First person in the Twitch chat room that can tell us the package manager tool that allows simple installation of Dev Express tools inside VS for Mac. Come on, who's got it? There must be an answer coming in through. Here. No, it's not SharePoint. No, you can't use SharePoint. Is it a NuGet Package Manager?
Yeah.
That's the answer?
Yeah.
That's
suspense.
What it was.
It looked
it's
like
NuGet.
So is that then Astra 6? Is that right?
Who was the right?
No, I think the first one was.
Who was the first one to give us NuGet?
I think it was Beer.
It's way up there.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's right below the first SharePoint. It was
Beer Admore got it.
Yeah.
Is that the
in
one
Australia.
That got the Australia?
That came through,
paid
yes.
The early bird, getting the worm. Well
staying
done.
Up late and you got paid for it. So congratulations.
Beer Admore.
Well done.
There's our first trivia question.
Maybe go back to sleep.
Yeah, you can go back to
pleasant
sleep
now. Pleasant dreams on that.
We're just going to be goofing around now for the rest of the time because we sent an Amazon card to Australia.
Wow.
Very nice. Congratulations to you. So, okay. So we talked a little bit about key bindings. But I really like seeing the stuff about Blazor with Visual Studio for Mac. There is so much happening with this framework. The excitement in the .NET community is... palpable.
It is. It really is. It's really cool to have the option, you know, and it's like, I think that we have to squeeze things down into sound bites a little bit for presentations and keynotes and stuff.
Sure.
But really, I love the flexibility. It's built on, you know, open, it's built on web standards, runs on all the browsers.
Yes.
You don't have to use JavaScript, but you can. So it's not like an either or. It's like you can build with Blazor and you can integrate with existing JavaScript libraries if you want to, right?
Right.
So it's kind of the best of everything.
I like that we've moved from you can write and target HTML code directly on the metal from your ASP.NET frameworks back to, well, here's a component-based development framework if you'd like to work that way as well.
The whole component thing is really like a hidden gem of Blazor, and it's something where at first people really focus on the JavaScript and, you know, like, oh, I can write C# code and stuff. But then you think of it more, and it's like, wow, I can have components. They can be installed via NuGet. Components can, like, simplify lifecycle and, you know, all kinds of stuff. It really brings down the complexity of building, you know, front-end heavy applications. So, yeah.
Our friend Golnaz is trolling me. Yes, that's right.
I've got
blue hair. I've got that Visual Studio Code hair going on. That's right.
That's impressive.
Better believe it.
Wow.
Yes. It's happening. There you go, Golnaz. That's our friend. Okay, so speaking of all those cool things you can do in the browser, here in the chat room is that Dawido Bro writes, long live Silverlight.
Well,
but Blazor's not like Silverlight.
You know, it's a Yeah, it gets a reaction. It brings in some of the things that made Silverlight cool, but it does it the right way, right? Silverlight was a browser plugin.
Yes.
It really depended if a browser supported things right. It would maybe work in one browser and not another, et cetera. What's really cool with Blazor is it's the front end is CSS, mm-hmm. JavaScript, HTML5, like it's standard
web
display.
Standard things. Every browser does this.
Whoa.
And
I guess
that
I'll decline
time?
That, yeah. Let's go ahead and decline that call.
All right. If you have John Galloway's
phone
number,
ring it now. Ring it now.
Okay, I'm looking for you, Scott Anselman. Give him a call. So
mode.
It's all these web standards things and WebAssembly.
Yep.
Right? And that's kind of the thing that folks associate it most with Blazor.
Yeah.
WebAssembly, you can code with in Visual Studio for Mac.
Yep.
And it works in every browser. And right, we have our friends Spectre and Meltdown to thank for that one, right?
Right.
Like, we can thank a problem, right, a processor flaw for forcing everybody to upgrade. How cool is that? That we got even grandma using the latest browser.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yep. Pushing those browser standards.
Oh,
the right
my goodness.
Way.
I say grandma, my grandmother was very non-technical and was not upgrading her hardware, her software regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, yeah, I refer to it. Anyways, look at this. It's our friend Fierce Kittens is in the chat room. Hello. Which browser am I supposed to hate today?
Trick question, all of them.
Oh. Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thanks, John. T Pro Senor asks, when can we expect a Visual Studio for OS 2? Sorry.
We'll take that back to the product team.
So, in all seriousness, can I get that showing there? There we go. Our friend Scott Hanselman got Visual Studio Code working for Raspberry Pi and on Raspbian. So all the source code's available there. You could run VS Code in some of these other places. You're not going to get the full IDE like we have for Mac.
Yeah.
But
somebody's going to hook it up to a terminal emulator, and who knows what's going to happen next. I don't know.
Yeah. So.
So should we give something else away?
Do we have?
I feel like we've got so much stuff to give away.
We do have a lot of stuff to give away. So we did DevExpress. What do you say we go to?
While you're figuring that out, let me answer. Sides, whatever, is asking, what about integrated terminal support for VS for Mac?
Okay, that's
so
a good feature.
So it's on the roadmap for 8.6, which is supposed to ship in May. Now, when I said that during the keynote, some of the devs were like, oh, I guess I better get to work. But the plan is May. So I can't wait for that feature,
There might be a large Microsoft conference in May that we're
building
towards.
Yeah. I feel like you're building up to something there. I don't know.
So lots of anticipation.
Yes.
All right. So let's go to question number 3 from Lee Tools. How's that sound, Dee Dee?
Let's do it.
All right. So the question from our friends.
What are we giving away?
What is the prize for Lee Tools?
You know that they have like that document.
Oh sure, Lee Tools does all the great OCR features.
So you get
character recognition.
2,500 free pages for Lee Tools Cloud Services Web API, a $125 value.
All right, so friends at Lee Tools would like to know, which Lee Tools NuGet library could you reference to create a Xamarin or ASP.NET Core application in Visual Studio on the Mac that can OCR an image and convert it to PDF? First person to get that right in the chat room, in the Twitch chat room, will get. Yeah, third question, we skipped the first one. That's okay.
Yeah. So we got some people frantically Googling that up.
Those debug mugs. Folks like the mugs.
All right, we got some answers coming in. What do you think, Dee Dee? Do we have any correct answers yet?
Oh, you know. We're
shuffling around a little bit here. Uh-oh, hang on. Things are always changing when we do these. Lots of things, moving pieces. We have to stay flexible, stay nimble as we go through and take a look at all the different things that are going on here.
All right, so
our answer, trying to hold everything, is...
Mm. You want the shirt from your earlier tweet. There was a shirt earlier?
There is a Lead Tools OCR Nougat.
Okay, yes.
Did anybody answer that?
Yes, I think, was that Genescu?
I think Genescu 7.
Genescu 7. I think we, that's a,
that's our, that's,
I think we've heard from him before. That's
once or
awesome.
Twice. Congratulations. You just won. How many? What was it?
$125 value. And
yeah,
it's
a 2,500 pages.
2,500 pages of OCR.
Yeah.
That you're going to be able to use with Lead Tools. Wow. Nice.
So I'm at, oh, you know what? I think I got that wrong.
Oh, no, no.
Exoration got it first.
It, because it turned it into a link. That's why it was so hard for us to see. My apologies.
Yep. So sorry, Genescu.
So Genescu should get something else then. One of your...
Well, at least a sticker pack, right?
Yeah. Or I think...
Or a mug?
I think you should give him a mug.
Okay.
Done.
Sounds right.
So we'll ship out a mug to Genescu.
Okay.
So...
There we go.
Hey.
Who won the Lead Tools?
Exoration. Xoration.
At Xor.
Should we switch over to Aaron?
Sure. Let's see.
You ready
demo.
To go, Aaron?
Sure. I can talk about anything you want me to talk
All
about.
All right. Let's go for it.
So, the internet. How are you doing? It's Aaron from EY, the tech lead. We do a lot of mobile stuff. It was really interesting. So not that long ago on the internet, I'll say in time, somewhere between 3 and 5 days ago, somebody had posted a Twitter question about, it'd be really great if Visual Studio for the Mac, you could build Mac applications. And the person was making it sound like you couldn't do that. And instantly I went, what? What? Wait a minute. Of course you can build Mac applications in Visual Studio for the Mac. In fact, that's probably one of the first things they had to do to build the product. So, talking to John about this, I decided that in the last 48 hours, I would build a sample app that we could show off, basically, and kind of show off the features of doing this. So I have literally Visual Studio for Mac open right now, and this is a Xamarin Mac application. Now, why would you want to do this? That's a wonderful question to ask. Well, one, the advantage is if you already know C Sharp, this is a beautiful way to make Mac applications. You already have all that knowledge of how to write applications, and if you're an iOS developer, coming over to write a Mac application isn't that scary, especially if you're Xamarin iOS specifically, because a lot of the objects were kind of came from the toolkit's called AppKit, and the toolkit over in iOS is called its toolkit. They kind of similarize themselves in many ways. In fact, if you ever see the NS name in front of an object, a lot of times that's the same name over on the Mac side. So the second advantage that you could do, and if you want to do this, is that you could have a shared code library. So say, for example, in the project I have open here, if we were to look on the left, you'll see that this top library I have, that's a core library. I could share that code between a UWP application, a WPF application, a HoloLens application. It really doesn't matter because it's a .NET standard or core DLL. And so because of that, we can use it anywhere we want, which is pretty great. So now I could take this code I have and I could write a UWP application on top of this. And so that gets me the ability to kind of write once and run all over the place. Now, of course, I'll preference that with the fact that you still have to go write the UWP application over in a platform that supports that. Today we're going to talk about the Mac. So over here, I have a view controller open up here. And view controllers are the core of a Mac application. A lot of times your window basically draws multiple view controllers. And I'm going to go ahead and show you how you would edit a UI. Because the question was very specifically on the internet, how would you do it like WinForms? And the answer is the interface is pretty much, it's very similar in many ways. If you know one, you can learn the other. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up a storyboard file. Now, you're probably going, ooh, what's a storyboard file? That sounds scary. It's not really. It's an XML file. If you look at the back end of it, it's literally just XML. And what that is it's a layout of your entire UI for your application. All the screens are in one big file. And you can add to your layout by using the editor that's built in to on a Mac. Now, this is an Apple product, Xcode Interface Builder. But Visual Studio for Mac, anytime you make a new UI component, it will automatically write the C# class for you in Visual Studio for Mac. So you're going to go over to Xcode, you're going to build your UI, and when you close Xcode, it dynamically will build the starter classes in C#. That's pretty great. So if we go look at the main storyboard file right quick here for this application, you can see here that if I zoomed out, you'd see that there's just a ton of screens in this thing. There's a lot going on. But I'm actually going to focus on a couple screens over here. One, I've got this screen that's going to come up by default. It's got a split view in it, like a master detail, kind of. Over on the left side, we're going to see that there's a list of different things you could do. On the right side, you'll see a form. And then at the bottom, I have some buttons that can dynamically switch the view. So I'll give you a demo of, say, for example, we have this, one of these views is like, say, for example, I want to make a user profile. So I'm going to mock this out, and I'm going to add a label to this so we can see it dynamically. So I'm going to click the little plus sign up here. I'm going to search for a label, and I'm looking for a wrap label specifically. The reason for that is I don't know how much text is going to be on this control, for example. I'm just not really sure. Now, the cool thing about this is as I dragged over the labels, you saw some blue lines. Those are the interface builder telling you what's the best way to make the UI look decent. The editor is actually pretty good about warning you that, hey, you're drawing just the right amount for like your width. So you can see here, I've got a blue bar over here that's telling me, don't go any further than this because this is a good place to go. So now in Xcode, in this builder, there is something called constraints. I'm not going to get into the huge argument about whether or not constraints are good or bad. I personally don't think they're all that tricky or difficult. I'm going to use the constraint editor to actually add some constraints into this so that basically it's going to go through and standardize my UI. I'm going to make the spacing on the left and right 20 pixels. I'll make it 8 at the top. And I'll make it, for example, I'll just make it 20 on the bottom. I'm going to add these four constraints. And now this label is all set up. Now, the last thing I have to do is in the label, there's some options over here in Xcode you're going to see to the right. And you can set all kinds of options about how your text goes through and works. You can see here, we want to make sure it's set to word wrap because we don't know how much text is going to go on the screen. So with this, I'm done with this UI. So one last thing I need to do. I need to link this. I'll say that this is the trickiest part that some people will get confused when they're building an application. In order to do this, I need to link this label I drew out and threw onto the form. I need to link that into my C# code file. This, I will fully admit, is the first time you do it, it seems like it's crazy. But once you do it the first time, it becomes second nature. So how I'm going to do this, I'm going to split the screen using the right icon here. And then here, I have basically two windows open simultaneously in Xcode. So I'm going to actually go in and find my user profile controller. And I'm looking for the header file, it's called. And what I'm going to do is I need to drag out what we call an outlet or a pointer to the label I just drew so it shows up in my C# code. And so I'm going to go back and find my little label I have right here. It's right there. I've got it selected. I'm going to hold down a key on my Mac keyboard, and I'm going to drag, and that's the control key. When I let go, it's going to ask me, what kind of pointer do you want to create? Well, I know it's a text field, so I'm going to just call it text field. And I'll call it bio. I'm going to hit connect. And at this point in time, when I close this editor, that is going to turn into a C# variable for me. And that sounds like it's like crazy and unbelievable, but it's true. And so I'm going to go through here. Visual Studio should update itself. And if the demo gods don't kill me, I will actually have this and it will work. Now, we can check that. Each one of these view controllers has a designer file behind it. And that's where Visual Studio puts its C# references that it makes. And so if I were to go into the user one and take a look here, we should see a new field. And I see it right here, TF bio. That tells me that that field was now created in my C# file. Well, now based on that, all I have to do to wire this up is basically set the value. So in the viewDidLoad, which is, if you've done iOS, you're very used to this method showing up, I'm just going to say the text field bio.stringValue equals, and I'm going to say my user object, and I have a bio field on it. And that's it. I'm going to go ahead and debug. And when I debug this, I should go through and build my Mac application. Now, here's another fun fact about the new version of Visual Studio that most people don't know. We were talking about key bindings earlier. Everyone's talking about those are a hot topic. I actually use something different. I use an editor called VSVim. It's a plugin for VS for Mac. And that editor actually is the same one for Windows. And so there's a guy on the compiler team named Jared. And there's a person on the F# team named Jason. And they wrote this so that it's cross-platform. It works both in Windows and Mac, which means now we're getting to the point where extensions are available on both platforms, the same extension, which is just amazing. And it's really showing that where VS for Mac is going and how you're going to be able in the future be able to do more things like this, where I'm a VI guy. I started years ago in Unix writing code. And so my fingers are kind of programmed to those key bindings, and I don't want to give them up. And so the fact that this extension is now available is pretty cool. So we're going to wait for a few seconds here while this loads. The other thing I wanted to point out is a lot of times somebody asks me, well, how did I learn this? How did I find out like how NS image looks, right? Well, that's pretty easy. You can right-click and go to declaration. What it should do is it should bring up the assembly browser. And that's a pretty neat feature. It shows you the breakdown of the NS image, for example. And this is all the way to the top of what we call AppKit, which is the built-in framework for this. But here's the crazy part. If you want to see the C# code for that, if you go to language here, all you have to do is switch it to C#. And now you're seeing the literal code behind this. So if you've ever wanted to see how a Xamarin binding works, which is what this is, there's the code to do that, which is really kind of neat. It's a great feature. And anytime I'm trying to figure out something, I either go to the Microsoft documentation or I use this feature. So finally, I'm going to go into my app. It's up here running. This is a full Mac application. And you can see here I've got an endpoint linked up. And if I click on it, it shows up. And I can make new ones if I want. The feature I was working on was this user profile. So I'm going to click these little buttons down here. And when I click user profile, you'll see there's John. You see his title. You can see that he works for the Visual Studio for Mac team. And you can see that I have Lipsum Norum up there. And that's just because I needed some text to put in for his bio. And if I switch back the authentication mode, you see the windows are dynamically switching in real time. So this, the cool thing about this to understand is that I'm actually messaging between all these different screens using C# code and using a standard format called like a messaging framework. So I'm sending messages back and forth between the screens to tell them how to dynamically update. That is the power of using Visual Studio for the Mac to build a Xamarin-based application. And once again, I built this literally in less than 2 days just based on somebody on Twitter asking if this is humanly possible. So it's really a great platform for building even this. And if you have Windows Forms, you have a background maybe in WPF or UWP, it's very easy for you to pick this up without problems. So I think that that's what I'm going to do here for my demo. And I will throw it back over to John and Jeff.
That was cool.
All right. I like knowing that we can build apps for every platform, mm-hmm. desktop, web, mobile, really great stuff.
Yep. It's great to have a general purpose language that can build all kinds of apps, can be performant enough to build like really fast type microservices, can build like large applications, can build. But I'm a fan.
Well then. Oh my goodness. Friends there on Twitch, you may have just seen this. Our friend Lana Lux is raiding with a party of 150. Welcome in, 150 raiders. Good to see you out there. Wow. My name is Jeff Fritz. That's John Galloway.
Hello.
This is a code party. We're asking trivia.
We're giving away stuff. You picked a great place to raid.
You picked a great place. Lana, thank you so much for bringing your viewers over here to us. Thank you so much. We know our friend Lana's out there. She spends her days working with Unity and writing .NET code, mm-hmm. building games. She's building models for her games using Maya. Tremendous, just complete package that she's working through there to build games. We saw about Unity earlier today with Visual Studio for Mac.
Yep, that was one of the presentations. So that was really cool seeing using C# skills and
Absolutely.
Using Visual Studio for Mac as an advanced editor. So, yeah.
Very cool. See, the folks behind the door there.
Seth Juarez is making faces at us.
That's what they
he
do.
He can't get away from the guy.
What,
no,
seriously?
He's coming in.
We can't get through this.
I can't work under these conditions. He just spilled a Coke on the ground.
I was a Dr. Pepper.
Oh, okay.
To be fair.
A diet Dr. Pepper.
How you doing there, friend?
Yeah.
I don't drink Coke.
If we give you some stickers.
Yes.
We go away. Would you
Here's your sticker pack.
Seth Juarez, ladies and gentlemen.
We got more stuff to give away.
We do.
I don't want to stress out, but we've got way too much stuff to give away. We're
going
to be just
Why don't we crank through three in a row?
Back to back. Okay, next question I have from Octopus. Octopus Deploy, right? They make continuous deployment systems, don't they?
Yeah, and so they're giving a license for their Octopus Cloud Server for 25 targets. So
nice.
Right.
And it's a $2,300 value, so
okay.
you'll be able to deploy all over the place.
We had a few people asking, is this a live show? So I just have to say, yes, it's a live show.
No, this is totally not live.
Oh, yeah.
This is pre-recorded.
It's actually from the future. We're broadcasting back in time.
Back in time. We went 88 miles an hour,
oh, yes.
and here we are.
All right, Octopus.
Rich.
Octopus, let's give
Rich
away.
Rich PK. Yes, from Octopus, we have this question. First person to answer it in the chat room is going to win the big prize. And our friends at Octopus have to say, hang on.
Suspense.
The suspense is
killing
me.
All of us.
There it is. What popular macOS package manager is Octopus Deploy looking to support on its product roadmap? So you're going to need to do a little bit of research here to figure out which...
It's so close. Oh, the day one, Daryl Code Stuff.
Daryl Code Stuff. There, we needed the full name, Homebrew.
Full name, sorry, yeah.
Is it Daryl Homebrew?
Daryl Code Stuff.
Daryl Code Stuff? Yes, you do, and now you're going to deploy that stuff using Octopus Deploy.
Fantastic.
Breakfast of Champions.
The Breakfast of Champions. Is really?
I don't know.
Is calamari the Breakfast of Champions? That could be a thing. Next trivia question we have from Progress Software. They make components, tools that you can use to help build your application. This is a question for a DevCraft Complete license. Do I have that right?
Yep.
So every one of the controls that they make.
Wow.
Yeah. Right? Doesn't matter then what platform you're targeting. Yeah. There's controls for you. Progress asks, in the Telerik UI for ASP.NET Core documentation, you'll find a first steps on Visual Studio for Mac getting started guide. Which control is implemented in the use case scenario demo in that documentation? Wow. First person to answer that correctly in the Twitch chat room is going to get, no, PHP is not the answer.
We have a
couple
folks
saying grid.
That's not the right answer.
It's a classic. It is absolutely a classic control that the folks at Telerik are known for. I'm going to peek over here at what the answer is.
Do you know what the answer is?
I know what the answer is. And nobody's answering yet.
Nope, it's not answered yet.
I need a specific control. It is not SharePoint, Hugo Doll. No. It is not a chart. Ooh, there we go.
Oh, somebody got it.
Exoration
got it.
Wow.
Look at that.
Exoration is cleaning up today.
Exoration.
It was the date picker. Wow. Is the first control that they show you in their getting started docs. No, it's not Homebrew.
Oh, gosh.
You gotta catch up.
Oops,
this is a live show.
Hit
refresh there. You're a little behind. If you're watching on a phone, I will give it this tip. If you're watching Twitch on a phone, you're gonna be a little bit behind.
Yeah. You gotta be that much smarter.
Yeah. You need to think into the future. Next question for the last of these three that we're going to ask is from our friends at Preemptive. Mm-hmm. They make all kinds of, right? They make Dofuscator. Yes.
And they're basically up. And I think that they're going to the Mac. They've got a beta to the Mac.
Oh, fantastic. They have a beta version of the product for the Mac. They're giving away, it looks like, a $50 Amazon gift card.
Nice.
First person to answer this question correctly in the chat room from Preemptive asks, which version of Dofuscator Professional would you use to protect your Xamarin applications on a Mac right inside Visual Studio for Mac?
That's pretty cool.
Right? Protect it, get it obfuscated so that folks can't interact with that. GoldenEyes, the answer is not 271.
But it was close. Close.
She's trying to win. Look at this. The crew was trying to win prizes.
Oh, the SharePoint edition is even closer.
No. Wow, SharePoint.
Good,
here you go.
4.2.139.
No.
I don't think that's it either.
It's just a random number generation here.
Right?
I think they're going to be calling it rigged soon.
We have
nobody's calling this rigged.
And an infinite amount
Homebrew,
of monkeys.
Not pi either.
You know, technically it would take an infinite amount of time.
But pi is even closer.
E. Is E the answer?
No. 2.
Keep going.
7.8.1.8.7.8.
Ooh, we're getting. Okay. Folks are learning how to count.
It's totally rigged.
Totally rigged. No, yes.
Rigged. This is not rigged. Come on now. Let's back up a second. We've been working on this. We know the real answers here. What's the question?
I actually don't know the real answer.
The question's right there
at
the bottom of the screen. Look, it's right.
We know the answer.
You're below us. Yes, I see the answer. It's a full number.
Oh, we got it.
There we go.
At Ricky.
Ricky3C.
6.0. Well done. That's a big version number.
We'll get you a $50 Amazon gift card. Thank you so much for participating.
And you know what? Actually, that was cool. I didn't know that there was support on Visual Studio for
Unreal.
Mac, for Xamarin, that's pretty cool.
Yes.
So we said we were giving away three things.
So those were three things.
Oh, that was three?
I
wonder if you should do the other trivia too, for the mugs and stuff. Well,
yeah, we should.
Okay.
Let's run through that trivia because we have mugs, shirts, and stickers.
So we were going to change the rules for this one because you guys had more to give away.
Didi's changing it up.
Yeah, we're going to change it up. I thought that all we were right. going to do like, because we don't have as many questions, like mm-hmm. each time the first three answers will win. How's
I was
that?
Thinking the same thing.
Okay, yep. first
Oh my gosh.
I was
that
like.
That was a mind meld, wasn't it?
It was, right there. First three answer, and we have like four or five of these questions, right? So each one of them wins.
We have five questions.
Okay.
That I made up.
Okay.
So these are questions about various things in the Mac ecosystem.
For these ones, let's give them away. Let's give them a mug.
Okay. First one we'll give a mug to. So first three folks.
First three folks to answer this question, which is?
What year did Visual Basic for Mac launch?
Is that a thing?
What do you mean? Basic, of course it's a Mac. Thing. It's Visual Basic. Visual Basic is like a credit card.
I'll tell
everywhere
you,
Visual, I want to be.
Oh, look,
Visual
there's
Basic
lots of
was
years
the first
showing
code
up.
I got, yeah. The first
Beer Admore got close.
Very close. Beer Admore. Oh, so close.
1066 AD.
Ooh,
I like it. The Battle
no.
of Hastings.
That
yeah.
one's close, too.
Y2K.
Y2K.
No.
Oh, 1993 is even closer.
Wow.
Except that.
It's not.
No.
I just threw up a little bit thinking
that's
about
even
maybe
closer.
Oh, come on.
Visual Basic is a beautiful language.
Is like
no year. Beer Admore.
Where? Well.
Oh, Beer Admore. Huh?
I think.
That's close.
What do you mean that's close?
Didi makes the rules.
Okay.
She just.
Didi is the judge and adjudicator.
I mean, don't you think? Oh,
Carnegie,
and then we got a nil. So
Carnegie J.
That's a good one.
But is that the right answer? I need my Jeopardy sound effect, sound music.
Oh, the T-Pro Senior.
T-Pro Senior.
It never launched.
And yeah. Hugo Dahl. Just above
so
it.
I think actually T-Pro Senior wins. Because,
and Carnegie J.
Well,
there's your three.
It was, yeah, those three. Because it was a product that
wait,
never.
Wait, so who won? So you, I gotta write this
the
down.
The Hugo Dahl, T-Pro Senior, and.
The Hugo Dahl.
And
Dahl.
Carnegie J.
Yep. There you go. There's your three.
Hang on. And what was the other, what was the second one?
T-Pro Senior, Hugo Dahl, and Carnegie J.
There you go. It never launched. It never happened.
So, but it was a thing. It just didn't ship.
Never shipped. Can you believe it? What?
And we were privileged to talk to Didi, who worked on this product.
So yes. In 1993,
yeah.
The Visual Basic team, of which I was a member, we worked hard to build a Visual Basic for Mac. And we had customers lined up and everything. And then somebody who will not be mentioned but might have been the CEO of the company said no, so we did not launch this.
Wow.
So it never launched?
I guess they get
Mug for Donuts with Didi Walsh, says Hugo
Dahl.
There you go.
Now we need to give away some stickers.
All right, so sticker
let's
packs.
Say like 10 people.
First 10 to get this right. Okay,
okay, let's give them that question.
So the next question, that one's too easy.
Okay.
I'm going to go to this one because here we go. This question is, what year did the Macintosh finally get multitasking?
Wow.
First 10 to get this right. It is so rigged. Jwad
yes.
boom. So
first
totally
10?
Rigged.
First 10.
Holy crap.
I know,
okay.
That's going
to
be hard.
You know that I have to...
You have to write really fast.
I have to write
fast.
All of these down really fast, so...
Well,
That's fine.
Oh, actually, I think I see that answer coming in.
What's the question?
What year did multitasking?
Oh. Oh, there was one.
Yeah, there's actually
a bunch
now coming
wait,
in.
Wait, I saw one way up there.
Yeah.
So the first one I saw was Luis Beltran.
Yeah.
And then
that name sounds familiar.
Cloud Coops, and then Otami.
Daryl Code stuff.
Otamus. Nexixt.
We need like a scribe.
Yeah, I think we've got our 10. We'll,
that looks like 10.
We will go through the chat log here and narrow it down.
Can I go through the chat log after the fact?
Yes, we can.
I think
we
so,
will
yeah.
narrow it down. It is 1987?
1987.
Yeah. How
there
do
you
I
go
through the chat log after the fact?
Yeah, Luis was a .NET Conf speaker. That's why I recognize that name. Good to see you.
We can save this.
The chat log is already saved.
Oh, sweet. All right.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, then keep
we've
going
got that
and
covered.
I'll do it afterwards.
Let's give away some shirts.
Okay. This one, I think we need to go a little bit further and go with the hard question, the fifth question that you gave me, the last question that we had to rephrase.
Oh, yeah, that one's a good one.
Okay.
Top five people?
We can do top five who get this correct. This is a naming question.
Okay.
All right.
I better.
Which astronomer is codenamed Butthead Astronomer? Are you kidding me? After throwing a fit when the Mach 7100 team originally codenamed their project after him. What astronomer was codenamed Butthead Astronomer?
Does anyone
notice
check
it's
these?
Not Beavis Astronomer?
Does anyone read these after Dee Dee puts them in, or we just read whatever she says?
I can copy paste into OBS.
Oh, we've gotten like a bunch of right.
Oh, no, there they come.
Oh, and it's only the top three, right?
Exoration.
We've got plenty of folks that have it.
Unexpected error and Coral Cloud Sagan. Koopa.
Cloud Koopa.
We've got billions and billions of correct answers now.
Wow.
Okay. So we've got a bunch of t-shirts we've given out. A couple mugs, stickers.
Yep.
Okay.
Do we want to talk shop a bit more?
So there's plenty of shop to talk about.
There is.
So...
Well, I want to talk about,
yes.
You've got something coming up in May. May is for Macs, something like
oh,
that?
Oh, well, so, okay, I've got a couple different things like that
all
coming
right.
up, right?
Talk to me.
So, I like, folks, you've seen me here on stream. You know where I am here on Twitch. I am C-Sharp Fritz on Twitch. You can't shout me out. There is no JavaScript horses today. It's just John and I here. I like to shake things up when I'm doing .NET programming on Twitch. Mm-hmm. Just doing Visual Studio 2019 on Windows all the time, it's really not showing everything that we can do with .NET.
Part of what's cool about .NET is it runs on every platform. You can develop it on just about every platform, and people still don't know that. And yeah. I love that you are working hard to get that message out there.
Thank you. Yeah. So we've run in October, the past 2 years, we've run Ubuntober. It works, okay? Look, it's better than Ubuntember or Ubuntalai, okay? Ubuntober, it works. Trust me on this, okay? So we run
Where's
Ubuntu.
Where's that trombone?
The sad trombone's right up there. So all month long, Ubuntu Linux, Visual Studio Code, and showing, hey, we can do .NET development, ASP.NET Core, .NET Core development, in this other environment.
Yep.
And we spend May is for Macs, all through May, on a Mac, Visual Studio for Mac, Visual Studio Code, building, I'm a web person, so I build web applications.
Yep.
We've been building Blazor stuff recently, but we really looked at a lot of folks that are out there on Twitter over the past few days, and they've been saying, you know what, gosh, .NET really is a Visual Studio and Windows only thing. So that's not going to fly.
Yeah.
We need to really break this down and show, look, we can do .NET everywhere. So I threw out the idea of let's do minimal March.
Oh.
Let's go .NET on the command line only.
Yep.
Let's go with Vim. And let's do everything on the command line so it's all text. Look at this. I've got over on the other side.
You got some hat.
Big thumbs up. So we're going to do... All through March, I don't want to do just Vim and on the command line, but let's show some of the other things that we can do. Mm-hmm. Let's show WPF on .NET Core. Mm-hmm. Let's show a little Xamarin. Let's really get around and show some of these other cool things that we can do with .NET, because yeah. I don't think folks really appreciate all of the amazing things that folks are doing with .NET, whether it's on a Raspberry Pi or on a little IoT device, or on a big cloud surface mm-hmm. doing artificial intelligence, or right, the desktop apps that we have. Folks running little apps to put GIFs and MPEGs up on the screen behind them. I don't know anybody who does that. but let's really look at all the cool things that folks can do with .NET. Let's celebrate them.
Yep. So, in the theme of Macs,
yes.
You've got the May thing.
Absolutely. So May, all month in May, all through the month, we are on the Mac developing with Visual Studio for Mac.
Yep. So watch. Well, first of all, if you're watching this and you're like, what do I do next? Download Visual Studio for Mac. I mean, that's, you know, that's part of what this is all about. Two is watch Visual Studio for Mac Twitter handle and the Visual Studio blog. We're going to be publishing all these videos later this week, along with code and the slides. And we're also gonna tell you how you can run your own local event, and we will send you swag, including stickers and t-shirts and stuff to give away at your local event. So we'd love to get in touch with local meetups that are doing, that are using Macs, and also companies. You know, if your company is like has a big group of developers using Mac, put on a local event and we'll send you some swag.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Let me take a look back at the chat room here. Let's see what some of these folks have said to us.
You Team struck Pro... a chord with the minimal march, huh?
Oh my goodness, yes, right here. Look, Carnegie J. Wow, big thumbs up for that. T-Pro Senior. We used it to go .NET on Linux. Look at that, right? let's see. Folks are suggesting that during March, let's limit discussion to FidoNet forums. Might be a little tricky.
Yeah, maybe bring in Usenet.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm going to have to get out my 56K modem, get dialed up there.
Right.
Here we go. ASP Nerd right away is saying...
We use Visual Studio for Mac and have sessions. So this is for future events. We're not saying like, hey, because you did a thing, we want you to actually use this WAG to promote your event, to get
Absolutely.
People to show up, to give away as prizes and stuff. So that's the idea, including the mugs.
Very cool. All right,
let's do
give away some stuff.
Let's do three trivia,
yeah. Okay.
And of the sponsors. Then do one of yours, and then we'll do the grand prize from the
okay.
Uno guy.
So I
Sounds
have question
good.
Number seven from Aim High.
Now, so Aim High is kind of cool because what you realize what they're doing? They're enabling the tribes to be able to take more to take advantage to get employed in.
These are Native Americans,
yeah.
Native North Americans.
Wow. Yeah, to get employed, you know,
in
really,
tech.
Yeah, they're training them up and doing a bunch of that kind of stuff.
Very
cool. So that's
cool.
What Aim High is about. And they work with the Spokane tribe. So go ahead. And
their question is, what type of housing did the Spokane tribe Indians traditionally build?
And this is for a t-shirt.
This is for a t-shirt, a HIPAA complete t-shirt it says here. All right.
Very nice.
So from Aim High Pro, take a look at the chat room.
People are asking for a link too.
It won't help them. It will not help them.
It will not help them.
Well, they just want to know.
I'm going to copy and paste.
Does it start with a W?
No, but somebody. Oh, yeah, kind of. Yeah.
There you go. There's
a link. I know the answer to this.
You know what? Someone I kind of got it.
Nah, let's get it correct.
I mean,
I think Hugo has
Hugo
it.
Hugo got it.
Yeah.
I'd say Hugo got it.
Yep. The longhouse?
Wooden longhouse. Yep.
All right.
There we go.
Well played.
Next one is from Nostis.
What are we giving away from Nostis?
We're giving away Document Studio Professional License. Right? Nostis Document Studio Professional License. And it includes, I'm not seeing the complete thing here.
It includes Xamarin Document Viewer Control.
Oh, nice. Nice. All right. And the question is, when was the first public release of Visual Studio for Mac made? I don't think it was 1987.
No.
So you can start counting up from there. But don't count backwards from
2020.
Okay, we got it.
Wow.
Hucking Fackers.
Hucking Fackers. Got that one correct. I've seen Hucking in and right he they're on a first name basis with me, and I always think twice before I pronounce their name.
Yeah.
Well done. Yes,
take
I say that,
that
very carefully,
T
Pro Senior.
All right, what do we got now?
Sync Fusion. So Sync our friends Fusion. At Sync Fusion, they make controls as well.
Yep. Which, by the way, I just love that about the .NET ecosystem, especially lately, with things like you've got Xamarin for controls.
Sure.
You've also got Blazor now with
yep.
controls.
Mm-hmm. We've had WPF and WinForms.
Exactly. I think that's really like a really cool part of the whole .NET ecosystem.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, hey, if you want to build it all yourself, you want to write all your own code or pull in open source, that's cool. If you want to pay and get a professionally developed product with professional support and all that, there is a huge amount of really great tools out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They're high quality, and they're going to make your application look great.
Yep.
And so, did you tell them that the Sync Fusion is offering a $50 Amazon gift card?
I should tell them that.
I think you should.
Okay, go ahead.
Sync Fusion is offering a $50 Amazon gift card.
Thank you very much, Sync Fusion.
There you go. All right.
All right.
Their question for us is...
Holy crap.
In Visual Studio for Mac, how do you add NuGet packages from custom NuGet feeds?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a tough one.
And This is a really long answer.
It's a really long answer.
And you must get it word for word.
This is a really long answer.
Read the docs on SharePoint. Thank you, Hugo. Hugo always comes through with the SharePoint.
I know, right?
Right? Hugo with the SharePoint. Let me.
Which one? You just mash the soundboard?
Just back up the SharePoint, all right? We'll get there.
In the settings.
This is a...
with Homebrew. Dan? Interesting.
Dan Siegel.
Dan's close.
What about Dan?
I mean...
Oh, look at Beer Admore.
Now it's a custom feed is the key. Oh, there we go.
Is Beer Admore the...
No, Brow RP.
So we have a code demonstration in the studio from Aaron.
But Brow RP, I think, has it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's...
Yeah.
That is good.
Brow RP.
Interesting. There are people showing also the command line, which works. But in Visual Studio for Mac is the key.
Correct. Yep. The key here was in Visual Studio for Mac.
So who won it?
A Brow RP. BROWRP.
Yep.
All right.
Awesome.
So we've given away a whole bunch of prizes here. There's the one more that we were going to give away from Uno.
Yep.
We're nearing the end of it here anyway.
We actually are. We're supposed to end up.
They're going to kick us out.
We have 1 minute. I'm sorry, we're out of time. We can't give away the giant
prize. I'd like to thank Matt Damon. I'm sorry, we had to bump him again today.
Well played.
So this is the final question. The final question.
And the prize is a cool one from Uno Platform. It is?
The prize from Uno is?
A Ruko. That's the.
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding? An F-11 Pro drone 4K quadcopter.
What?
Are you kidding?
Is this rigged? Because I would like that.
Can I know, right? I mean, you guys all might have to beat down to get it.
And C-Sharp Fritz has the correct answer. Yeah, good night, everybody!
Wow, congratulations.
All right, fine. We will ask the question.
All right.
Yes, huge prize, Jeff's Code Party hat. Actually, we give those away over on my channel. Mm-hmm. So this question from Uno. First person to get this question right will get the quadcopter.
People are already guessing SharePoint.
That's super
are they,
close.
Are they guessing SharePoint or rigged?
Rigged. All right, here we go.
47.
The question is, in addition to Windows, where else can Windows Calculator run thanks to Uno Platform?
This is a really good question.
So Windows
and no,
calculator.
It's not SharePoint.
No, 42, wrong.
So the answer I'm just going to tell you is a few places. You can't list just one.
Gonaz is not quite
right. What does Dan Siegel, say?
Is that all of them?
I think Dan Siegel has
Dan
it.
Dan Siegel.
No, listen to this. Our director is in the other room yelling, I got it right!
How many of us feel like we should award it to Dan Siegel?
I think Dan Siegel.
I think so, yeah.
Yes, the answer is, what was
Mac,
it?
Mac, browser, iOS, Android.
Yep. There you go, Dan Siegel. He got it right.
All right.
Right? Hey, I don't have a celebration song. There we go.
You know what? Dan lives near me.
Does he?
I'm gonna.
You can just let's hang drive out it on
and
over,
and we can fly that drone together. I want to see this thing.
Oh man!
Go.
So can you bring that to TwitchCon and just fly it around over the event?
Just maybe.
Freak out some of the people there. Get them a little bit. This was another fast code party.
It was.
We went through. I think we gave away all of our prizes.
Very quick. Very very
oh
fast.
My gosh, yes.
We're just throwing
just
them out.
Throw stuff at people. Dan says, let's do lunch and we can go
there
flying.
Go.
There you go. All right. I want pictures.
I think so.
All right. Get that on your Instagram.
Hey, we're supposed to do every Microsoft presentation needs call to action.
The call to action for you today is sign up for John's Instagram so you can see the drone flying.
Yes.
Right.
Download Visual Studio for Mac.
Download Visual Studio for Mac.
Install Visual Studio for Mac.
Yes.
Eat a donut.
Eat a donut. Yes.
Build something cool with Visual Studio for Mac.
Get ready for May.
Get ready for May is for Macs.
Yep.
Click that follow button. You're here on the Visual Studio channel. Make sure you're following the Visual Studio channel.
Yes, the Visual Studio channel, and we actually have a Visual Studio Mac channel. So, and we can put that in the thing as well. But if you're, I mean, so both are cool to follow, but Visual Studio Mac channel, we actually, we've got, what, 2,200 followers now? I mean, this is where you will get your specific to, yeah, sorry, Visual Studio Mac Twitter, sorry.
Okay.
Yep, so I'm putting that little link in.
And we probably should end soon because I have to pee.
Okay, we should totally end.
I think that's a show.
All right.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Do we play some music or something? We're done?
Look at the lights going. Oh, my goodness.
That's a party.
Thank you so much. Why didn't they tell us?
We could have had that going the whole time.
I know. Take care, everybody. We will see you for, we've got .NET Conf with Xamarin coming up in just a few weeks.
Yeah.
We'll see you then.
All right. Good job, you guys.
Woo!